Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcome out once again for a wonderful show and a wonderful time to be able to serve you and create value for you. As a reminder, check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. Check out, we got blogs, we've got events. Obviously, we're doing our, pretty much we don't have any events right now until next spring. So make sure you be ready for that. Make sure you watch us. And if you haven't done so already, be sure to download our free ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today on our website. Make sure you get that, and then you can actually get some updates as well from time to time and ways I like to serve you as well and give you some additional value. So anyways, love to have you follow us, and I appreciate all of you that have been following our podcast. We've had lots of listeners, lots of great response. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing it with your friends and others and followers. It's been awesome. I've loved the value you guys have been creating and helping me create a ripple effect myself. And that's why I call you Ripplers, because that's what you're doing. You're out there creating your own ripple effects, and I'm so grateful to be a part of that. Today, I want to talk about really about abundance and what that really means. You know, many people talk about having abundance and creating abundance. And usually abundance comes down to things that you have, right? But I'll tell you, abundance has nothing to do with what you have. It's not about how much money you have or things that you possess, nothing like that. It's not even about lifestyle. It's about a way of being. It's about how you live your life. Conscious choice every single day to choose abundance in the face of scarcity. In fact, I love to tell people that you're never truly an abundant person unless you choose abundance in the face of scarcity, unless you choose faith in the face of fear, unless you actually choose to create rather than to destroy or to consume. You choose, you know, you choose every single day to be abundant. You choose to live an excellent life. And I think at the heart of abundance is truly living an excellent life, living a life of excellence, not going with the mediocre, not going with the day-to-day normal routine, but actually doing something that's, you know, makes a difference, you know, something that's uncommon. Because I'll tell you, the ordinary life, and hey, if people want to live that life, that's up to them. But if you're listening to this show, I would assume that you guys are doing that because you actually want something bigger and better in your life. You know, just like me, like the whole reason I got into business, because I wanted something more. I didn't want someone determining my destiny. I didn't want somebody to control all of my time and how much money I made. I wanted to be able to live my life on my own terms. And, you know, I shared a great quote recently on Facebook that I think really comes to that. You know, it's actually one from Robert Allen. If you guys know who Robert Allen is, he's written several books, some around real estate and other personal development type things, more popular back in the 90s, especially. But he said this, he said, "Don't let the opinions of the average man sway you. Dream and he thinks you're crazy. Succeed and he thinks you're lucky." Now, I don't know if you've got many naysayers in your life, but maybe you've had people like me where they actually want to call bull on you in your life. And I still get people that do that all the time. People that say like, "Hey, Chris, like you're not really as, your life isn't as great as you portray it to be." And you know, that's their perception. I actually love my life. And, I love it. Doesn't mean my life isn't challenge free, because those people don't exist. Everybody has challenges. Everybody's, you know, living the same life, trying to create something different. And what I've noticed is that when you create excellence, abundance, true abundance in life comes really down to how you live your life, how excellent you are, not just when it comes to money, although that is a big focus of the show. A lot of times is around your profession, your business, or your money, right? But it really comes down to every facet of life, because I would be a failure if all I taught you to do is how to have more money. Because there are a lot of people that have lots of money, but they're broke. maybe they don't have good relationships in their lives. They can't keep relationships around. And so they don't have people that really truly care for them. They're not rich in love in their life or rich in relationships. They're not rich with health. I've known people that have had multi-million dollar businesses, but their health fails them to the point where eventually they lost the money anyways. You know, maybe they're lacking on the spiritual side. Maybe they're emotionally, they struggle, whatever that might look like. Those are the things that we want to ensure that it's not just about the money, but it's about excellence and abundance in all areas of your life. Because it is a way of living. It is a way of life, a conscious choice every single day. So I want to talk about a concept that I've already mentioned on other shows before, but I want to reiterate it and talk about how this shows up. And specifically, we talk about the morning ritual, the power hour or the hour of power, as Tony Robbins calls it. You know, what you do every single day. Because I'll tell you, even if you even if the money isn't there, you know, even if you're in that situation, whether the money's there or not, this is something that's very important. And by the way, if the money is there for you, you've got good money coming in, this is still essential. Because I've noticed that all successful people do this. And I've watched also when people don't do this, that they will quickly lose the money as well. And so this every morning, it doesn't have to be an hour exactly. That's not the point. The point is that you do some sort of ritual each day that you phase into your life, where you include mental, spiritual, and physical preparation first thing in the day. Now, it can be spread throughout the day. It could be spread throughout the morning, I should say. I don't want you to spread it throughout the entire day, but it could be spread throughout the morning. And so, for example, when I first wake up, I like to go out and work out. You know, I'll tell you, like, I'm 39 years old right now, and I feel like I'm in about the best shape of my life. Like, I'm very pleased with where I am. Now, I've had to work hard over the last year, especially as I put more focus on that, to get that health back. I've been eating better foods. You know, I've been working out more consistently. I do like strength 3 days a week, endurance 3 days a week, or at least try to. I'm not perfect, but at least I'm doing something like that on a pretty regular basis. So I'm getting stronger, I'm getting faster, and I feel better. It gives me more energy, allows me to do what I do every day. And I'll tell you that energy, the wake yourself up, is essential if you're trying to find ways to create value for people. You're trying to get creative. Your mind doesn't wake up until your body does. You could try to meditate on a rock all day long. You could try to do all you can to study and read up. But if your body isn't in sync, it's going to be hard for your mind to get to catch up. Your mind will drag. It will feel slower. Your whole energy will feel slower. And so if you want more energy, you want to be able to get out and accomplish more, you need to have the physical part of your exercise in that daily routine. However that looks, you don't have to be like training for half marathons like I do. You don't have to be working out really hard or anything like that to build more muscle. It could just simply just be going for a walk. I don't care if it's just like sit-ups or push-ups in your house or crunches, whatever. I don't care if it's like doing little stair-steppers just to wake yourself up. Get your body moving. Get your blood pumping. Dance. You know, do whatever you want to do. I don't like doing the whole spinning class thing. I'm not a big, you know, stationary bike person where I just sit there and spin a bike in one place. That's like, I don't like treadmills. I like to get out. You know, this morning I went for a nice little fall hike, you know, and it's kind of a run hike that I did with my friend, and I loved it. Not to mention I got awesome pictures, like pictures of my memory and pictures for Facebook, you know. And so those are the kind of things that you want to show up and do. Those are the kind of things you want to do to create more excellence in your life. That's the first thing. Second thing is mental. What books are you reading? What things are you studying? Who are you listening to? Who are your mentors? I hope this is part of your mental preparation. Make this part of it. Listen to these. Get a little quick 15 to 20 minute pick me up, right? That kind of stuff is cool. You know, whatever it might be, journal. Like I said, read books, listen to podcasts, whatever it is, whatever gets your mind going, right? It could be, you know, just your own inspiration. And that kind of ties in with spiritual too, is writing down and journaling your own thoughts and emotions and inspirational things that you pick up on. It might be those aha moments, whatever that looks like, start to do that. Read scriptures, pray, meditate, yoga, whatever that looks like for you. Get your spirit in tune with yourself, like really get to yourself at the core, align with who you are. Get your mental state aligned as well, along with your physical body. And when those three things coincide, you know, those three areas, mental, physical, spiritual, when those three areas are addressed, then the other two areas of your life are create more benefit, which are specifically financial and relationships. I mean, think about this. If you were to every day start to get your body moving, feel better physically, get your mind active, you know, start to really study and become better, you know, whatever that trade is, you know, whatever it is that you're looking to do to become better, sort of study up and then also to be spiritually aligned. Would you agree that you show up better in your relationships? Would you agree that maybe you might be more on point and more in a place to receive better inspiration to then make more money? Because you're like one idea away from $1 million. You're like one relationship away from $1 million. And I'll tell you, like, even when I went through my roughest times, when I didn't have any money, when I had to create money from nothing, seemingly nothing, with no credit, no savings, everything was maxed out, and I had to create, this routine every day was the thing that kept me going. This is the thing that helped me to be able to pull through, because I knew that every day was a new day. If I could create and start from that day doing this kind of routine, that allowed me to create more. That allowed me to say, you know what, today is perfect. You know, even if the rest of the you know, weeks, months, or years before that stunk, I could create something new and start the day off right. And I'll tell you, some of my best inspiration happened when I was doing my workouts or journaling or in the shower after I did all this. Sometimes my best inspiration happened in the shower or I'm brushing my teeth or driving. You know, I like to call it the shower of power, you know, when that happens. You know, those kind of inspirations, those kind of things are the things that might be the very things that God, universe, whatever you like to call it, but when you're attuned with your spirit, likes to send to you to say, this is what you need. My whole cash flow process has helped people free up tens of millions of dollars and make more money too. All that's happened because of these little routines. I get those little bit of inspiration. Sometimes I'll get this little aha in my mind as I'm working out, and then I have a client that very day needs that very thing that I just got the aha on. I mean, I can't tell you how many countless number of times that's happened. And that's where I know that I'm receiving inspiration for other people, because I think that's what our gifts are meant for. Now, our whole existence isn't just to survive or even just to make a lot of money and then die. I believe that we're here to bless others' lives. We're here to bring other people with us, to help them excel, to help them elevate, and to edify them and help them become better as well as we become better. And we're all in this race together. We're all imperfect beings trying to create more and more excellent, perfect lives as much as we can. And so when you can do something like this, this is where you can get a win every single day, regardless of your circumstances. And when you start to do this and you start to focus on getting better in all these areas, creating goals in each of these five areas, mental, physical, spiritual, relational, or social, whatever you want to call that, as well as financial, you start creating goals or objectives in these areas and watch what will happen. You start to elevate some of these areas and all of them will start to elevate together. So if you feel like you're stuck, you feel like things need to change, you feel like you're ready for that next level, start to elevate these different areas. Start here. Even if you're doing something like this in the morning, find a way to do it better. Add something to it. Add some more quality or depth to it and watch what will happen. There's always a next level. There's always somewhere better that you can go, no matter how awesome you think you are. I know even I can improve. There's always ways I can, you know, add things into my lifestyle to make things better. And when you do that, when you start to elevate and you start to truly live that life of excellence, that's when abundance is created. That's when you start to see excellent things. And that's when you surpass the mediocre. That's when people start to say either one, you're delusional, or two, you're lucky. Because as you start to achieve those things, they'll say you just got lucky. But the reality is, it's a very simple, successful formula that when applied, even though it takes a lot of discipline to do it day in and day out, massive results happen. And you start to create a life that people say, wow, like, I want to figure out what you're doing, what's going on. And I'm telling you, all successful people do something just like this. And the crazy thing is, I'll tell you, I've met lots of successful people, millionaires and even billionaires in the last few months. And some of them will do something like this. I mean, almost all of them do something like this. But I'll tell you, not all of them are very brilliant. They're not that smart. And they'll admit that themselves. Some of them, you just think, my goodness, some of them are emotionally unstable and they still create success. And so I want you to feel hope and inspiration that they're just normal people like you and I are. We're all imperfect. We're all creating the other. But it's ordinary people like you and I that when we start to do extraordinary things, extraordinary results occur. It's not extraordinary people. It's just ordinary people doing extraordinary habits day in, day out. That's my challenge to you this week. Make sure you go out, make it happen, create abundance, and do what you know you're called to do. Everybody make a great and prosperous week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.